All right, we all know Josh Allen is officially the MVP. But are there any quarterbacks that you would be willing to take over him? Because I think I got a couple.
Said Lamar Jackson.
Just Lamar Jackson.
Just Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson, though. Easily, though.
If you were to start
Lamar Jackson now, or Mahomes is always there.
And that's I mean, if the Bengals
defense. Oh, my God. Do not say if you were to start the franchise.
If you were to start your franchise.
I already know
today,
where he's going.
That's
what he's saying, Jeff?
No. I'm not saying that.
I thought you were saying I was saying that. Then I realized it's him.
Okay, look.
Who else?
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Okay. So Lamar Jackson, 100%.
Deserves the MVP more than Josh Allen, yes.
No, that's crazy. It's close. I wouldn't even say that.
I think it's a very close race.
Nah, man. The guy took down two of the top teams in the league.
That's true. And he did it doing moving fucked. He put up 48 points on the road.
Yeah, and who are his weapons? James Cook? James Cook?
Six touchdowns the weekend before.
He's nice, bro. I've been saying he's nice.
This season, but I'm just saying, like, yo, if you were to start a franchise, like... Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Come on, Patrick Mahomes. It's an easy one.
Yep.
Joe Burrow.
I was going to say, if Joe Burrow's defense wasn't as ass as they are, he would
be... Over Josh Allen, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Really?
That's Tom Brady.
And he's never had an offensive line in his whole career, bro. Like, ever.
Josh Allen is just too much of a threat, though, bro.
Tom Brady,
he's also
all the short passes, he can run.
But he also sometimes is a liability.
How is he a liability?
Let me say what I'm saying. Sometimes he plays well and sometimes he's a turnover magnet. He goes through stretches.
Has he done that this magnet?
Season, he does that, though.
Well, because he threw two picks today?
Josh Allen threw two picks today?
Wait, Josh Allen? Oh, I thought you were talking about Joe Burrow.
No, I'm talking about Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
He leads in the last 4 years, him and Jalen Hurts. Him, Jalen Hurts, and Patrick Mahomes have the most turnovers in the league. And, like, sometimes that's his Achilles heel. So, for me to start a franchise, I got to go with Joe Burrow, bro. I have to. Out of the current great running backs that are in the
running
league.
Running backs?
Sorry, quarterbacks that are in the league right now. I got to go with Joe Burrow.
Saw a running play.
Bro, he's only thrown 5 picks this year and 25 touchdowns.
He's having a good year.
5 picks is not...
He's having a great year.
He's having a better year than he usually has.
Yes, he is. But up
the MVP year.
And you know who left?
Stefan.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any...
And when you don't have anybody crying for the ball...
Yeah,
make those mistakes that you normally would make.
Well, Patrick Mahomes got a little bit better when Tyreek left too.
Winning
wise, yeah.
When you're not looking for somebody constantly on every play, your eyes are wide open.
Yeah, I mean, you throw to who's open, right? Instead of throwing to who wants the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still got to go with Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow. If I'm starting the franchise today.
Mahomes?
Oh, shit. He's also... I feel like... Hear me out. Hear me out on
you
this.
You take Burrow, but like not Mahomes? How's that?
I would take Mahomes too. In order, I would take... To start a franchise, I'd go Lamar, Joe...
The fuck?
And then Patrick.
You like Lamar all that much now?
Bro, he's good.
It's a 180 from last
year. I don't fuck
year.
With him, though. I don't fuck
it's
with him.
It's a 180
I don't
from
like,
last
I like
year.
Mahomes, the Josh crazy? Allen, and
I,
then Lamar. Yeah,
brother, did I say that I never thought he was good?
Yes.
I just don't fuck with him.
You said he was shit, bro. He was not that nice.
I said that about Jared.
He couldn't throw.
I said that about Jared Goff. Yeah, I said that about Joe. I said that about Jared Goff.
Yo, if we asked you the same question last year, it wouldn't even be close.
Mahomes is up there, though.
No, what? What do you think? Lamar. You wouldn't take Lamar over Josh Allen last year? Not even
close. I didn't say Josh. Yeah, I would have, bro.
No.
100%, man.
No.
100%. 100%. You're talking about Lamar in the MVP season that he had last season?
But he wouldn't even put Josh Allen in the top 5.
No, Josh Allen's top 4.
Top 2.
But like, if we were to start franchise...
Bro, it's been a long time developing.
Justin Herbert?
Nah.
You wouldn't do it?
Nah. He's good. I'm just not doing it. I'm not doing it. He's let me down way too many times in his career.
Why do you want to take Lamar over him?
Over Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is leading the league in completion percentage. He's second in passing yards. Was he in second in passing touchdowns? He's don't get me wrong, Josh Allen's a phenomenal rusher. I'd say he's the best. But he's
choked.
Yeah, so does Josh Allen.
Yeah, but that's...
I don't think Josh Allen choked.
His best years, he lost on some bullshit.
I think he just always lost to Mahomes.
And there's also Brady. Holding up the division.
Let's see what he does this year. But, like, I just mean, like, I've seen a lot of Josh Allen losing in the playoffs, so, man. And, yo, that happens. Yo, that happens to everybody.
I mean, is it a crime to lose to a team that goes to the Super Bowl?
Nah, I'm not saying it is.
I mean, the only person that's beaten him is Tom Brady and Joe Burrow. Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Which is good company. Great company.
And one was in the Super Bowl. So if we're talking about just the AFC, it's just Joe Burrow. So he got beat by the fucking GOAT.
Yeah.
And by Joe Burrow. One time. I don't know if we could hold that against Josh Allen that much.
He's talented. He can slang the rock.
But if we were talking about just starting a franchise today.
But just talent? You think that Josh Allen's more talented?
Not just talent. If we were starting it today, I'd probably take Justin Herbert, man.
What? What the fuck? Yeah. Really? Why?
Just like, okay, look. He played like ass today.
He plays
Everybody has a bad game.
He does. He plays like ass time to time is how we should describe it.
I don't think he plays like ass time to time. I just feel like if you give him something good, he'd be better.
But look at Josh Allen. He didn't need something. Like, nobody thought the Bills were going to be that crazy of a team, did they?
They
lost their number one receiver.
They're well constructed, though, man. Like, their defense is starting to get healthy. Milano just came back. Like, they got a good team, man. Like, around Josh Allen. They got a great offensive line.
But offense-wise, like, Shakir.
Yeah,
he has a good O-line.
Great.
And they didn't get rid of just Diggs. They got rid of Diggs and Davis. They're number one and number two.
Yeah.
And then they drafted a rookie wide receiver.
Who hasn't really even been involved.
And they picked Amari Cooper like past halfway through the season.
Yeah, and their new rookie receiver hasn't even been involved that much. You can't even say he's having that crazy of an impact. But he's been hurt, though. He's been on and off the field and shit, so I can't hold that against him too much. But
like, Josh Allen is obviously better right now, but if you forecast it, I feel like...
I think everyone wants Justin Herbert to be that guy because he has the up-here pass. Like, he's a quarterback. But, like, as in regards to having someone who's dynamic, bro, Josh Allen is fucked.
But when has a dynamic quarterback really won?
We're in a new league.
Yeah, it's still recent.
Bro, we're in a new league. You know what I'm saying?
I'd say Mahomes is pretty dynamic.
He is, bro. Don't sleep. Like, he's like sleeper athletic. And we see that all the time. He'll do a pump fake, and for some reason, I don't know, it holds everybody for like 30 yards.
Yeah, so just like watching Luka and Jokic play, bro. So
a different pace.
Way slower than everybody else.
But it's working. It's working. It's working.
But like, first of all, I feel like no one could even compare it to Mahomes right now.
Well, I mean, he has accolades too. He has three Super Bowls.
I don't even feel like he's a fair comparison. It's like Mahomes and then everybody else.
Yeah.
You're saying that no dynamic quarterbacks won.
Yeah. So like the argument is that Mahomes is a dynamic.
Okay, but who else?
Okay, but who else has won?
What?
Okay, but like who else has won?
What do you mean, bro?
Like it's just been Brady and Mahomes.
Who else has been winning Super Bowls?
So Brady.
What Mahomes. Other dynamic quarterbacks do you think there's been even?
Like Jalen Hurts could have won. Cam Newton could have won.
Yeah, but Lamar Jalen Hurts had one chance. This is all single one-off chances. And they're still in it to win one.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, will a dynamic quarterback like that actually win long term?
We're saying Patrick Mahomes is dynamic.
Bro. Mahomes is like... Mahomes will only run if he has to.
But he can.
But, like, come on, bro. He's not doing no quarterback draws.
No.
Like, they're not... Them being dynamic is not the same.
Josh Allen doesn't do quarterback draws.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
He
just did it today, bro.
I know, but that's like end zone shit. Like,
he did it on like a third and like five.
It's what he does. It's what he does. You have to utilize his capabilities. Like
they used to do the same with Cam, and like, you know, long term.
I mean, okay, so the question starts to be, is it because their dynamic is why they're not winning?
I feel like Jalen Hurts sort of gets the same treatment. Like, he's just getting banged up through the season.
Because look like, yeah, when you watch that, the Ravens playoff game last year,
even that,
and Lamar did not fucking want to run the ball.
And if he ran the ball, they probably would have had a better chance of winning in that game, in that specific game. Then
Lamar really hasn't done good.
And then even Jalen Hurts, like today, like the whole thing was telling him that he can't
throw the football. So then he goes on and throws the ball. But then what happens to the other, like, you know, Saquon Barkley doesn't have as many yards. Both your top receivers have 100 yards.
That they like, yo, what I'm saying is, to win in the playoffs and to win a Super Bowl, we haven't really seen it yet.
That's because Mahomes is just a better dynamic quarterback than the other dynamic quarterbacks.
And Tom Brady ruled.
Yeah.
Like, in the last 5 years, right, who has won the Super Bowl? Mahomes?
Okay, so would you call Aaron Rodgers a dynamic quarterback?
No, but he hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2010.
I feel like Patrick Mahomes being dynamic is like Aaron Rodgers level of dynamic.
I don't believe it.
Bro, Aaron Rodgers used to run the ball, man.
Yeah, but not designed runs.
And they're not doing designed runs for Patrick Mahomes, man.
They're not, but he will get like 6 rushes a game. Aaron Rodgers used to get like 2, a big third down maybe in the fourth quarter or something.
You see Aaron Rodgers scramble out the pocket and just, but then end up throwing the ball. Bro, Mahomes will just end up with like a 30-yard rush somehow, scrambling.
Yeah, but... Okay, but either way, it's on the same level as Josh Allen, Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
No, it's not like, it's not the same.
But I think that, like, the thing that's going to keep the Bills from winning a championship is, like, this year, if they can, their biggest asset is being able to run the ball well, both with James Cook and with Josh Allen. Now, if you take that away from them, I feel like it becomes a little bit more of a struggle. Now, today with play action and all that shit, they fucking murdered Detroit. Or you know what they did early? Ran the ball well. And they made it easy. You know what the Rams did for them last week? The Rams made it tough for them to run the ball early.
So wait, why wouldn't they win?
If you take away the run early. But I don't think Detroit did a good job of that.
Josh Allen's dynamic, bro.
Yes. You
don't need that.
No, but you do. Because a lot of his plays and downfield passing is set up from running the ball well. Which is like a normal NFL thing. That's not fucking rocket science.
So they're not going to, because a team's going to take the runaway?
Yeah, like for example, Patrick Mahomes, they take the runaway early. I don't know, but they just figure the shit the fuck out.
I just feel like they're not going to win because they're just going to lose to the Chiefs again.
I don't know, man.
The Chiefs have a chance this playoffs, bro.
Yes.
I think Chiefs are getting slaughtered by whoever they
play. You said that last year, though. You did say that last year.
Last 2 years. This year, bro. Last 2 years.
You know it's different this year.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you something.
And
bro,
you don't even know what happened to Mahomes today. What if he's actually
the high ankle? Yeah.
But he was injured last year.
Nah, he won a Super Bowl on a peg leg against the Eagles, too.
You have a literal peg leg. Yo, I'm gonna be real, yo.
Stop, bro. No, stop, bro.
It's gonna be tough for me to not pick Jordan Love over Josh Allen.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy, bro? Like, what the fuck is...
You gotta let it play out a couple more years. But, yo, Did you see that throw, though?
That's the glaze, Devin. That's the silence for
a couple of seconds. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's trying to keep his fucking pants on, bro.
Relax. Okay. Obviously, it's a wild out, but I feel like... If Josh Allen doesn't win any rings... What's so crazy about that?
What do you mean, what's so crazy about
that? If Josh Allen doesn't win a ring this season, what's so crazy about me saying I might want to pick Jordan Love over Josh Allen to start my franchise?
Because Josh Allen is still better than Jordan Love.
Because now we're talking about accolades and now we're talking about an individual player on an 11-man team.
What accolades?
The accolades he doesn't have. So I'm saying, you're basically saying if Josh Allen doesn't win a Super Bowl this year,
you're taking more of a risk taking Jordan Love because
he's not better specifically.
But he can be. Huh.
Oh my gosh, Devin, you were in here for the potential episode. Oh my goodness, he's gonna start.
Yeah, I don't know why you moaned like that. I don't know why you moan like that. I don't think that
I wasn't necessary. Moaning, bro.
You moan, bro.
That was a grunt. That was a grunt.
I don't know. Why didn't he catch that?
Yeah, yeah. It's because you know what? That Josh Allen threw that shit. That was on a rope.
Yep.
That was on a rope if Josh Allen threw that.
Right
if
his chest.
That was his
I don't know, bro. That looked like that should have been cut.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's watch it again, Dev.
Look, he turned the fucking wrong way. That's why.
No, he threw it over his wrong shoulder, bro. He's trying to go out right.
Yeah, why would he go that way? He
wasn't catching it anyways. Should have been a touchdown.
Yeah, he went the wrong way. He went the wrong way. This is what I'm trying to say. If Josh Allen doesn't win a Super Bowl this year, I think we've seen the ceiling.
How do you have seen a ceiling? You can't say a person's ceiling
is Mahomes is injured.
Would you say this is Josh Allen's best season so far?
If for turnovers, yeah. I think he had a great season before he got that elbow injury, man.
That 13-second season, it was pretty good.
He was good. He is good. He is good. But also, is this Josh Allen's best team to win a Super Bowl with? Like, he might be the best right now, but is it his best team? So how could we call it his ceiling? They were talking about getting rid of Doug McDermott. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about getting rid of him before this season. Because they weren't winning. Because they weren't winning.
Well, okay. How are you guys not giving me... You guys barely gave me any pushback with Herbert, but...
Fuck Herbert, man. Fuck Herbert. Bro, he barely made the fucking playoffs. And he made it once, and what happened?
Well, he finally has a good coach. Finally.
And then
he had the worst possible coach
before. What happened to him today, bro? What happened
to him? Well, he had a loss?
Oh, no.
Baker happened.
No, like...
Oh, he can't lose in the regular season, huh? Got to be undefeated.
Has he won in the playoffs?
He's only made it once.
Well, Josh Allen makes it every fucking year, buddy. What do you want me to tell you,
look at
bro?
His division. Look at his division.
Okay, fair.
Look at the division.
Fair.
Can you they make the a fucking wild card? Dolphins.
Can they make a wild card?
Yeah, but Brady always made won the division.
Bro, they were shit then.
No, I'm saying.
Brady, they were shit.
Well, I know, but Patriots were, Brady was still Brady.
Brady's
regardless of how shit the division was.
No, the shit, literally, the whole time the Patriots were playing, maybe once.
I think it was like 18 or 21 times they made the division winner.
Yeah, because only like twice.
No, but you're
saying the Jets were good.
Yeah, but you're saying Josh Allen, like his division sucks. That's why he always makes the playoffs. But he can also just be really good regardless of how the division sucks.
Yeah, for sure. But yo, it is tougher to make like
bro. His division is fried, man.
Justin Herbert's competing with Patrick Mahomes to win the division every year, and Andy Reid, and they're just fucking skunking everybody every year. Yeah. So try to get a wild card spot.
You know, when your toughest matchups are like, people are like, oh, who's going to win to the Chiefs or the Browns? Like, Jameis is like, oh my God, it's like finally a tough matchup for the Chiefs.
Bro.
Is that what we're saying?
Did you see the odds on that game, though? Before? It's either minus 3.5 for a 11-1 team at the time.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing.
Would you take Jalen Hurts over Josh Allen? To start your franchise?
Nah.
Even at this moment?
I think Josh Allen's a better...
Would you put Josh Allen on your Eagles team over Jalen Hurts? Let us know.
You know how fucked that team would be?
Be real.
He knows.
No, let me tell you why, though. Like, it's different, though. Not because Josh Allen's more talented. Because he is. He's better. But, yo, for what Jalen is for that team, like, as in, like, the vocal piece and all that type of shit, I don't think Josh Allen's a leader like that. But he's good in his situation. I don't think he's a leader like that.
So you, yes or no, bro?
Nah.
Damn.
But that's different. That's situational.
That's glaze.
But if I started a franchise, I would take Josh Allen as my quarterback over Jalen Hurts.
No, I'm saying right now.
He's meeting you in the middle, showing his loyalty, but also being realistic.
Like how? What more do you want, bro? Like actually, I don't think that's realistic.
You're not gonna push back and get.
I don't think that's realistic. If you definitely have to take Josh Allen right now. Look at him, bro. He's having an MVP season.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts had an MVP season. Like
he's not having it right now.
Yeah, but what am I, a creature of the moment? He's talented enough to have one. He's not ass.
Nah, Saquon and Josh Allen,
brother. I'm telling you, they almost lost the locker room last week, bro. You see what happened when Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen
left? Throwing it.
Hear me out.
Josh Allen throwing it.
When Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen got into it, they never recovered.
Bro, look at Stephon Diggs.
Okay. Look at AJ Brown, bro.
Regretting his decision.
He just hurts.
Regretting his decision. He's hurt, and they're doing way better without him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it all doesn't matter until the playoffs. The reality is, it all doesn't matter until the playoffs. You could have great regular seasons, but, like, for what?
I mean,
the newest odds is that the Bills are favored to win the Super Bowl.
That's just stupid. They're not winning the
Super Bowl. Huh? Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're not winning the Super Bowl.
Yo, and like, Josh Allen is also minus 700 to win
MVP. He's winning MVP. That's like, there's nothing anyone could do now. He has won it. He has won the MVP.
Yeah, he was pretty OP today still.
He's OP the last like 3 weeks, bro.
Well, they lost to the Rams though in the OP game though. I mean, that was weird.
But hear me out. Do any of you guys think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Nah, I don't think they'll win the Super Bowl. I think the Ravens can beat them, man.
Let's see what...
I think they can win the Super Bowl.
Really?
I think they're just missing a star on offense, bro.
Missing?
I think they're missing a star on offense. Like, I feel like they're one star, one non-diva star away, which is hard to find nowadays at that position.
Y'all really think the Chiefs aren't winning again?
I didn't say anything about the Chiefs. That wasn't me, bro. Chiefs are good, man.
I think Chiefs are getting bounced first fucking game.
Yeah, they're gonna be in the divisional. Chiefs are gonna be in the divisional to start the fucking playoffs. They're not even gonna play week one, and Andy Reid's gonna have some next shit cooked up for round two.
They're winning, bro.
The Super Bowl?
They're winning the Super Bowl again. And it's a three-peat.
That's going to be the first one we've ever seen?
I think the only team that can actually take them out is possibly the Ravens with their firepower.
And nobody in the NFC, right?
Nah, bro. NFC's cooked. Look at Detroit. They lose a defender every other week.
Yeah.
They lost like four today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very unfortunate.
That's unfortunate, so.
And the Eagles, don't even get me started with them, bro.
Did they do something to you today?
I'll tell you what they did.
What did they do?
Y'all kicked out Andy Reid. Y'all never getting that over him.
What?
Andy Reid will never lose to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, bro. You think he'll let that happen? Yeah. You think he'll let that happen? That's personal. That's personal.
Bro, he already has one, bro. What else does he want?
He wants more and more. I don't
think Eagles have a chance in the playoffs, bro.
I'd give them a chance just because the competition is so shit. Like, the only team I could see really beating them is Green Bay.
The best defense in the NFC right now.
And that's only because Detroit has no defense.
Why Green Bay, bro?
There's no other good team. There's actually no other good team.
He's literally in love with
Jordan. Lions?
No, Lions have no defense, bro. They are fucked.
They have no defense, but they can't stop a nosebleed right now. That was insane today. If they stopped the nosebleed today, they won, bro.
Yeah.
Easily.
They keep getting... Yo, bro, I couldn't believe that. Every single day, there's at least 3-4 defenders on the ground holding their leg.
So are the Bills, yo. The Bills' defense chopped right now, too, bro.
You just said their defense was doing good.
But, yo.
Milano's back.
Milano is back. But yo, they had some rookies out there who were getting cooked.
I think Minnesota stops them too.
Speaking of Minnesota,
like what do you like? You know, I'm just curious to ask, like, where's the flaw in Philadelphia other than at the quarterback position? Like to you, Devin? Like
coaching.
Bro, we're the number one defense in the league right now, bro.
Coaching, Nick Sirianni.
That's it. Is that no? But like, I mean, is there other places?
That's two of the biggest spots on the team. You know, the quarterback and the coach, and coaching,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you have those two things right, you could win a Super Bowl. You know.
So you think?
I want to, like, when you watch, like, when you're watching them play, it's not like it doesn't look like it's coming easy,
bro. Nick Sirianni got in a fight with your D-line coach today. I know you saw that. Bro, they had to freaking.
I had to fight through adversity. Tough conversations.
They were winning the game, bro. I don't even know what the fuck they're fighting about.
Yeah, maybe they're just fiery. You know? You never know. Bro, you remember you guys said this guy was shit last week? Njigba? He's actually... Remember? Was it? You remember that?
We did not say anything about him last week.
No.
We were talking about Jones Ketchup, Smith, if anything.
No, I was saying he was better than... I was saying Njigba is better than the number two on what team? Oh, Jameson Williams.
I don't know. Jameson Williams is pretty tough, yo. Pretty tough.
Whatever. I actually don't even care about that shit right now.
The fuck you so mad about, bro?
Did you just see what he did? Did you just see what he did, bro?
I don't even care about that shit. I was going to get in a losing argument because it didn't matter how good my fucking...
Like the Eagles.
Argument would be. What do you mean, like the Eagles?
The Super Bowl.
10-game winning streak.
The Super Bowl. But yeah, bro. It's your coach. I don't even say it's too much Jalen Hurts. It's your coach, bro.
But like, how bad has he been, though?
He just got in a fight with your D-line coach.
Whatever, bro.
What's your schedule looking like?
It's easy. It's easy to close the season, to be honest. I think it's Giants, Cowboys, and Redskins or something.
Redskins is easy. Yep. Redskins. You guys haven't played anybody, bro.
Well, I mean, we beat the whole AFC North. Steelers are considered a good team. Ravens are considered a good team. No? Bengals are considered a good team. What are those not good teams anymore?
Bengals are not
considered a good team. Yeah. They're not even going to make the playoffs. How are you going to say they're a good team?
Okay.
Well, how are you actually going to say they're a good team, bro?
Okay. Come on, man. Steelers without Pickens.
Okay, bro. Okay, bro. I'm not even going to fucking argue this one. You guys are fucking retarded, bro. You guys are fucking retarded.
Go Betties. But yeah, do you not see the same flaw in your coach?
TJ Watt got hurt today, too. Real joke.
Do you not see your coach being an absolute...
Yeah, but I'm
non-contributor to your team.
But I'm happy that we got position coaches or skill position coaches or whatever. Yo, we got a good defensive coordinator.
Name a country with five prime ministers, five presidents. Name it. Name it.
What?
Name a country with five presidents.
Nigga, fuck that. Okay.
All
right. Fuck that bullshit right now. Okay.
That's all that fucking matters.
We have a good defense.
Who's in charge?
We have a good defensive coordinator and a good offensive coordinator. We never had that.
Who leads the team? The players? Are you fucking kidding me, man? You need a good coach.
Just because Jalen Hurts comes out in press conferences with some corny ass speeches.
Yeah, bro.
That's that leader. That's our leader.
Don't play hate on fucking Jalen right now for no reason. Because I don't get why y'all play hate on Jalen.
Nah, it's not Jalen. We're just saying.
Because y'all called him out last week. Hey, y'all called him out last week and he pulled up, bro.
He's playing fake decent, bro.
Oh, my God. Don't start. Don't let him have this one, bro. Please.
Nah. He did play fake decent.
Don't let him have this one, bro. Please.
What, bro?
Don't let him have
it. He finally started passing to the fucking guy begging for the ball.
That's not what I'm talking about. Don't let bro have fake decent. Please, bro.
Oh.
We're saying it
was fake decent. By definition, it was fake decent, bro.
But listen, he passed the wide receivers to prove to y'all that he can throw the football.
He should fucking prove it to himself.
He did. Hey,
let's not run Saquon to the fucking dirt.
But what more do you want, though?
What do you mean? Like, he did what he's supposed to do as a quarterback.
Okay, can you say that he had a good game today? Against a shit defense, though, right? Steelers are shit now? No, Steelers are they a shit defense?
When everybody's hurt, bro, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
TJ Walker.
For sure, yeah. You guys,
you
man.
Did get hurt, though.
You guys actually.
And AJ Brown got hurt, too.
Yeah.
Hip drop. You're backing that.
The fuck is
wrong
with
you? Backing that sort of tackling. Don't forget that. I did not forget, but when it happens to you, do you have the same support for that?
No, but what did I say?
He was good with after though, right?
Yeah, but yo, what did I say about
him? You're like, bro, that's just how you go. That's just how you tackle. What do you want them to do, man? What do you want him to do, bro?
All I said was, yo, it's kind of tough not to get yourself in that situation. Like,
all right.
Are you tough.
Were you happy when he did that to AJ Brown?
Nah, it's football though.
Come on, bro.
Have they called the single hip drop tackle?
They have not.
Have they even thrown
they
up like
should.
One?
They should, bro.
They said that, yeah, we're going to fucking.
They haven't called one single one. You know why?
Because if a guy's running the line with that one, too.
If the guy's chasing you from behind, right, and he just happens to grab.
But why are you flinging yourself forward, though?
No, okay.
Because if you just go back, the guy's
you
gonna
pull
shed
him.
He's just going to shed the tackle, bro.
Man. He's just going to pull him, bro. That's not physics.
You hold him up. You hold him up, bro. You got to hold him up.
Yeah, by putting your weight forward, bro.
Pick.
Wow. This guy that he wanted to throw a pick so bad, he had to throw two passes in a row. Like,
this guy's actually retarded. They don't even have Jaire Alexander yet, bro. Catch up, man. They're nice. Now, I'm not even saying Green Bay is going to beat the Eagles, but I'm saying they've got a chance. They're the only one with the chance. So, yeah, you guys can make it to the Super Bowl, but you're not beating the Chiefs.
All right, then we just got to hope Chiefs don't make it.
That's your hope. That's your actual hope.
That we just got
a different team. You could probably beat. Who knows?
Because I know what you're saying about Andy Reid. I know what you're saying about Andy Reid and that guy.
And Patrick Mahomes, man.
Yeah, I know.
They're playing like shit. And then watch the fucking playoffs. They're gonna be winning all these games.
Devin, this is what they used to say about Brady, bro. year after year.
This is exactly what they used to say.
The Black Magic shit?
Brady did not have a year like this fucking...
Yeah, he's had bad years.
Bad years where everyone's like, oh, they suck, they suck.
Where they're just fucking winning one score games.
Yo, trust me, he's had that the whole year?
Pull it up, bro.
Bro, we're not going to Google that.
He has not, though. He has, making shit up, bro.
He has, bro. I used to watch the games. He wasn't. Brady's just clutch. Brady just pulls up in the clutch. Like he always does.
Like, that's why the old saying is always, oh, the Patriots get the flags. Because shit just goes well for them, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Shit just goes well for
them. Cheating. Rigged. Spygate. Deflategate.
Those are legit, though.
What?
Spygate was legit.
Everybody cheats, bro.
Okay, but that was different level, bro.
What?
Taking pictures from behind the bench?
That's not even how it went, bro.
That's how I heard it to be.
You heard it from someone who's wrong.
That's what I believe it to be. They changed
the rule. Believing ain't the truth.
But they changed the rule because of Tom Brady.
What?
The tuck rule. They changed that.
That's not cheating, bro.
That's not cheating.
That was the actual rule.
That was just shit that went his way, though.
That's an actual rule. What are you talking about?
And they changed it after because they're like, that's fucked.
Chiefs will be playing Texans or Ravens right now.
Nah, bro. They're not playing first.
There's a bye.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that if Texans beat, that's the wild card picture right now.
Are those the two bottom seeds?
Yeah.
Who are the bottom seeds?
Like right now, Buffalo's 2, Chargers are 7. So Buffalo's considered top seed.
Okay, so if Buffalo
beats
seed, Chargers?
The bottom seed would be 4 versus 5. Which
oh,
is
you're, like right, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Okay, they're beating the Texans.
But let's just look at the actual playoff picture to see if those can change.
I don't know if they'd be Baltimore.
No, that looks pretty much what the playoffs are set at, to be honest.
I don't know. Does it go like that?
Yeah, it's top and bottom.
Because they're assuming the best teams are going to win.
Exactly.
Which? Is it the NBA? There's one of the leagues where they do it. Have to play the top seed plays the lowest.
That's regardless both leagues. It's both leagues.
Yeah, regardless.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not the
no, but we had this discussion last year.
Is it an NBA?
It's not NBA. NHL maybe.
We had this discussion last year.
So like, hey, bro. So I'm like, saying it's one of them, bro.
So like, normally it'd be 1v8, then 2v7, then 3v6, 4v5,
and then 1v4.
Yeah,
or whoever.
Because they're assuming the 2v7.
Yeah. I know that works, but yeah, it's one of them, man.
Yeah.
I know it's one of them. Probably ball.
No, I'm saying we had this discussion about both
okay,
sports.
Okay, bro. All right, bro.
Yo, I just don't okay, get, I just don't get
what, it. What it looks like is either they're going to play the Texans, Ravens.
They'll smack Texans, but I don't think Texans beating the Ravens.
Steelers. Texans, Ravens, Steelers, I'd say are the three teams that Ravens, can change between.
Yeah. Well, if you're real, it's just...
They'll beat the Texans.
They'll beat the Texans.
What's the rest?
Ravens, I guess it'll be tough, but I mean... Going off how Lamar has played in the playoffs, they'll probably win that.
You know what?
The fuck did that make you laugh?
You know what? As soon as they win that first playoff game, I'll agree with you and say that they
don't.
They have one more until they go to the Super Bowl after that.
Yeah, I know, but that's 2 games, bro.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. You know how it goes.
I know how it goes. What the fuck? They actually ran the play?
Any sleeper picks that could win, that has a chance to win?
I don't think there's any sleepers this year. Like, yo,
I have another question.
I think the Vikings are sleepers.
Yeah, I have another question about the Vikings. So, like, what do you do after this season? Do you?
Keep Sam Darnold.
What would you do?
You keep Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only option, bro.
They're saying they're going to get rid of him for J.J. McCarthy.
How can you get rid of someone who's so successful?
I think you wait J.J. McCarthy out one more year.
You can. You can afford it.
Basically put Sam Darnold on the hot seat. Like, as soon as he has, like, 2 back-to-back bad games, then
give him 3 or 4.
You don't trade J.J. McCarthy?
How could you trade him so early, bro? His value's not...
Sam Darnold only had one good year, bro. This could just be a good season.
I'd trade him. I've seen enough. Free play. That's a dog.
Wow.
Sometimes you just gotta throw it up for your guys, bro. Who cares about the stats?
He had a free play. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, but you see some quarterbacks, they don't throw it up.
Because they're zapped and they don't see that. He has good awareness.
Aaron Rodgers. Learn from the best, man.
They had a good quarterback coach, bro. Yeah.
Anyways, now, what about the Jets? What do you do as the Jets? Do you get rid of Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
I say they ship him out, but they just won't, bro.
They're saying.
They're saying they're going to keep him, no?
I know they're saying they're going to get rid of him.
I would personally get rid of Aaron Rodgers.
I'd run it back.
Why?
He's been catching a rhythm late here. I feel like
it doesn't fucking matter.
Still.
And he's looking literally only at Davante Adams.
It's looking good. What? Garrett Wilson too. It's looking good. I feel like if they get a good look at their coach. Who is their coach?
Aldridge.
He looks like he does nothing. I feel like if you get a good coach, Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
Get a good cook. It's still Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe their general management is crazy because Bill reached out to them.
No, Bill would never work for the Jets, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, there's a report reached out to them.
What report?
Is it cap?
Bro? No, Bill said that I thought Bill was not reaching out to any teams and that was a problem that they're saying, like, why is nobody trying to basically interview me? And
yeah, no one reaches out to him.
That's why he went to college as like a fuck you.
Wow. Well,
does this matter, bro?
Because I'm saying the GM is retarded. They should have took Bill Belichick.
Well, that's also they were saying in Ben Johnson's list of demands is basically I want to be a coach / general manager role.
That's what they're saying already?
That's what they're saying. Like, it didn't come out of Ben Johnson's mouth.
Yeah.
But it's saying that he wants to be able to have control. Like, Bill.
Yeah.
It's a tough request just to come off like
your but why first wouldn't coaching, you start your first Aaron head coaching Rodgers? Job. Why wouldn't you stick with Aaron Rodgers?
I've seen too much foolery from that guy this year, bro. I've seen too much complaining. I've seen too much of throwing his teammates under the bus.
Yeah, like
too much diva shit.
Bad passes today, and he's complaining.
Yeah, I've seen too much of that shit this year, bro. Like, he just needs to.
I feel like you gotta cut all of his power throughout the organization.
Can't do that now, bro. He's
too old. You're entrenched.
You could, like, yo, look, bro. We're gonna put in a new general manager, a new coach,
and play within the system. And force him to play within the system?
Yeah. The fuck? What choices he has?
He's not going to take that kindly.
Bro, it's either he submits to that or he retires. What choice does he have? Does any other team
want him? How well is he going to play, though?
He should play good. Look how he played with Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, but that's because they worked. They had a common ground there, bro.
Matt LaFleur, this is still Matt LaFleur's offense. He's like, yo, you're going to run it like this.
I think Aaron Jones has more power than you think, man.
What powers?
What you're saying that you know the Jets should cut away from him, not be able to control the media or whatever as much as
fuck the media. We're talking about the actual team.
The media matters to the team.
No, man. How is
he throwing people under the bus and shit,
bro? Do that. Who the fuck is gonna stop him from doing that? I'm saying, yo, he can't. All right, Alan Lazard. Romeo Doubs, pull up. Or deal whoever the Doubs guy was on.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
Nat Hackett. He could be the quarterback coach. Like, nah.
Nate.
It's Nathaniel Hackett. They call him Nat Hackett, bro.
What do they call him, Nat?
They do call him Nat.
It's Nate. Nate is short for Nathaniel.
No, bro. It's not, bro. Who the fuck calls him Nate Hackett?
Devin.
Yeah. Have you ever heard Nate Hackett?
I never heard Nat Hackett.
What the fuck is Nat
Hackett? I feel like you're trying to die on this.
Nah. I'm full. That's what I've heard from media people.
Know about nickname your own for folks, Nathaniel though. Hundo has to be Nate, bro.
No one calls him Nate. Have you ever heard of
him? I've never heard anybody call him other than Nathaniel.
You know, like, Nate Diaz's full name is Nathaniel, right?
Bro, no one calls him Nate Hackett.
Is Nate Diaz's actual name Nathaniel Diaz, or are you just saying
that? No, that's what his full name is, but he says I prefer Nate, so they call him Nate. Interview.
Nate Diaz would not be like, I prefer Nate.
He didn't say prefer, but like that's what he says. Bro, this is, what is this?
Yeah, he could barely form a sentence.
It's like Mike is Michael.
Okay, bro. Jeff
is Jeffrey.
I've heard people call him Nat Hackett. I'm not just pulling that out.
You've heard people say Nat Hackett.
Yes, bro. You think I'm saying Nat Hackett?
I do think you're saying
Nat Hackett. Well, I'm not. I'll find a clip of someone saying Nat Hackett to make you happy.
Might be as retarded as you are then. Look, that person, that individual.
Bro, if someone else calls him that, what am I going to do? Not call him that?
Yeah.
Why?
You're going to call him the right
man. I'd rather say Nat than Nathaniel. It's easier to say. You should know that, Mr.
fucking short form words? You're the captain of that, buddy.
I do acronyms, not short names.
Buddy?
I do acronyms.
Oh, yeah. NB, lowercase.
That's normal.
Can't even put the caps, bro. That's how fucking short form you are.
That's normal shit, though.
No, it's not. I mean, the transport company, maybe.
And you know what's
crazy?
The
transport industry.
I tried sending those messages, and I'm like, fuck, I have to keep uncapitalizing this because autocorrect is just automatically capitalizing this. So this guy would literally type it.
No, nah, you're autocorrect. He has a tweaking. He has a tweaking. It's probably because I type it so often on my phone, it ain't even a thing like that. You feel me?
Can I fucking make my point, bro?
Go ahead.
Not hacking.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get rid of him?
Like he won't have the say to do shit like that. All right. Yeah, he could be the offensive, the quarterback coach, even though he failed miserably on the Denver Broncos.
Some coaches. Anywho, bro. Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, if I were the Jets, I wouldn't give Aaron Rodgers as much power as they've been giving him.
Okay.
Get a nice coach. Get another GM. And get rid of any players you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
No matter what Aaron Rodgers says. He had his run, but he's still a good quarterback.
Do you not want to keep Devontae Adams?
Do you
not think he's a diva, though?
Yes, he's a diva. But
you know what divas do when they don't get their way, though, right?
The fuck? He has no leverage, though. What leverage does he have?
Yeah, he'll just
used to have leverage. Now he does not.
He'll just not play or some shit, bro.
Okay, you cut him then.
Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to go down that road.
But it's like, what do they cut him for, bro?
You waste a whole nother season.
But like...
Okay, no. Even if you get rid of him next season, it's a cap hit.
Okay.
Yeah, a big cap hit.
No matter what.
So you might as well just play it through.
Yeah. Okay.
In my opinion.
What's their draft picks? I feel like they've been rinsed of their draft picks.
They're already done with that
with all that shit they've been giving up to get players. That shit. But yo, they did get Devontae for what? A third?
Yeah.
It was something cheap.
Like, that's the other thing. Devontae ain't going to play.
After, like, how he played today, bro, they're going to run it back for sure.
He played pretty good last week, too. He played pretty good last week, too. Still, I ain't gonna lie.
It's still technically his first season with them.
Yeah, it really is.
Devontae Adams came late.
And he's recovering from an Achilles.
Oh, these pussies are going to kick a field goal. Yeah, recovering from Achilles. He said he couldn't even run, basically, first.
Who knows if he's not even fully recovered. Like, he's not.
Yeah, I feel like he's just getting his footing, man.
Bro, just go for it, man. You guys would win the game if you just go for it.
It's not that crazy.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy. Either way, though, man, I was happy to see the Lions lose today, bro.
Sure you were.
I mean, I had to take it on them, but after the game was all said and done, they already lost. It was Eagles. I'm trying to get the Eagles in first place, bro.
Okay, bro. what do you expect us to say to that,
man? But yo, you guys do know they're beatable, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, with their defense.
Their offense is fucked.
Their offense is fucked, but yo, that was...
With their defense literally obliterated.
Brother, yeah. You told me. Couple years back, our biggest problem was, yeah, you can score all the points you want, bro, but if your defense is garbage...
But the defense is good. Just hurt, is what Sonny's saying.
What did we say that week? We said they have a super offense.
Yeah, I ain't arguing.
So what are you trying to argue here, bud?
I said they were beatable. You guys said they're not beatable.
We said they're super offense.
I said they're beatable, and you guys said they're not beatable. Fuck the offense. Fuck the defense.
Oh, man.
No, but we also argued that when you said, oh, they're beatable, it's like, that's not what we were even saying.
No, but you guys are mocking me, say, oh, they're beatable. Oh, yeah, they're beatable. Yeah, they are. I was just explaining to you guys.
Yeah, because you were saying they lost like one game and you're like, all of a sudden, they didn't even
lose when I said they were beatable, bro. I just said they look like a beatable team. Like, they're not that crazy.
Oh, yeah, they didn't even lose. They won the game by like 3 points.
Yo, Jeff, bro, like, why are you trying to act like you don't know how the whole conversation progressed?
Brother, I just did the clip and you were mocking me for saying the Lions were beatable.
There's no
team. Yeah, because you were saying that after they fucking won, bro.
I'm just telling you guys they're beatable. Whether they... Oh, that's how it happened to him? That's how they fucked up Mahomes?
Yeah.
Damn! That might be a problem, yo. Yeah. High ankle sprain is a problem. There's only 3 weeks to the playoffs right now.
Bro, the guy was hobbling against you guys, man.
You know what roids he's going to be giving, bro?
The what?
You don't think he's getting no special treatment?
They gave him some shit. They gave him some shit at halftime.
You don't think he's getting that LeBron treatment, bro?
They gave him some shit at halftime of the Super Bowl, bro.
He can take whatever he wants, and they're not going to say shit. Yeah. He's going to fly to Germany for a nice family vacation. He's going to come back Superman. You done with your Lion shit? You done with
your Lion? You guys told me they weren't beatable, bro.
Bro, how are you? Bro, go watch that whole clip again. The whole fucking segment.
The whole thing was saying after they won a close game, the fact of you just coming out of that saying, oh, they're beatable. It's like,
I don't know what more to tell you, bro. They just
look. Go watch that whole thing again, bro. Do you know how that whole thing went? We said, yo, they have a pretty crazy offense. And last time I checked, you don't have a Josh Allen on your team.
That was a different episode. That was the episode after. When I said the Lions are beatable, it was after the Bears game.
Bro.
Have you guys played the Bills?
Oh, no. It wasn't after the Bears game.
Bro, what are you talking? Was it last week or the week before? The week before. Yeah, the Bears game. So Brandon was here, and we're talking about Jamo.
Jamo or Jamo? Fuck, you just saying whatever for dudes' names today, bro. Like, you just saying whatever for dudes' names today, bro.
That dude grasping that straw, bro. No, I'm just that's how you trying to get out of it? Jamo.
Jamo Rant?
Is it not Jamo?
No, it's Jamo. His name's Jameson.
I don't know. Jamo is pretty.
Stop, bro.
It's a weird way to say someone's name.
Jameson Williams.
Jamo. I don't know about that. What I do know is you got this shit mixed up, but
whatever.
Because the first thing you said, that offense is actually a problem.
They're a problem.
Yeah.
But they're a beatable team. That's it.
Every team is a beatable team.
Nah, bro. Devin, you were just saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're not.
They probably still are one of the favorites to win. Over the Eagles, they're a better team.
All right, bro. Like, that's just so retarded, though.
How?
They're not a better team than the Eagles. I told you last time. I explained it all to you. You guys just went to say their offense is better.
Their coach is better, too. How about that?
So you think they'd beat the Eagles, too?
Bro, is their coach not better? No. Is their coach not better?
Their coach is better. Do you think they'd beat
the Eagles? Their coach and their OC is better. And their offense is better.
Okay, so you think they'll beat the Eagles?
Bro, can you said...
Holy fuck. Answer the question, dog.
I don't want to answer the question.
The fuck that I didn't answer none of yours either then.
I'm not asking you a question.
Yeah, you did. You asked
which
if
team,
the whole season.
And you answered.
Which team has played tougher comp this season?
Detroit has not played tougher comp than us, bro. We've played four. How many playoff teams have they beat?
Three at least.
Okay, so they lost to the Bills. Beat the Packers. It was Bears, Colts, Jaguars. Beat the Texans, beat the Packers again, beat the Vikings, Cowboys, Titans, beat the Seahawks, Cardinals, beat the...
Why'd you count the Cardinals? You counted the Cardinals on your hand there.
Seahawks, Rams.
Oh, I wasn't even counting anything. I was just fucking...
Rams are not even in the playoffs, bro.
Oh, Bucks.
Bucks?
No, they lost the Bucks. So, Seahawks, Vikings, Packers twice.
Yep. Texans.
What else? That's Green Bay?
He's already said twice. I think it's five or six.
It's five, I'm pretty sure. Are Rams in the playoffs?
Not right now.
In the hunt. They're close, though.
Seahawks are.
Yeah.
Okay, so Seahawks, Vikings, Packers, Texans, Packers. Five.
Okay, can you go to the Eagles?
Steelers.
I don't think the
Ravens. Playoffs. Commanders.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Four.
Okay, so 5-4. Is our schedule that much different?
Well, they're going to play the Vikings again.
Okay, so we'll see how that game goes.
That's not a tougher count. They also play the Bills. What are you even trying to say right now, bro?
That the Eagles are a better team than the Lions. And you guys are trying to say, I was just saying that the Eagles, I was letting you know the Lions were beatable. And then you guys said they weren't beatable.
Any, why are you going back on that shit?
I think
shit,
if
bro?
You ask any team in the league who they'd rather play right now, Eagles or the Lions, they'll say the Eagles, bro.
Okay, bro. Okay.
I feel like it's only the injuries holding them back, really. Yeah. They didn't have those injuries. Yeah. It wouldn't even be a discussion.
Okay.
It wouldn't even be a discussion.
Okay, okay.
Why, wait, bro? I don't know why you have all this angst.
I don't.
Huh? You have to come back from 2 weeks ago.
You guys just be
waiting
saying,
for your opportunity
just,
for
y'all
them
just
to
be
lose.
Saying shit.
And the script has been given, bro. Saquon was shut down today. Shut down.
Yeah, we had a great passing game, bro. Versatile.
Shut down.
Do whatever is necessary.
The Steelers with nobody, bro.
Yeah, of course. Nobody ever has anybody when we beat them, right? Everyone's shit. Everyone yep. sucks when we beat them.
Mm-hmm. That is scary. That is scary, though.
What?
That Saquon was able to get shut down like that.
Guy had like what, pretty near 70 yards.
He was shut, bro. Don't do that, man.
When
you know
you
shut down.
How many times did they do a little touch push, bro?
All right, bro. Let's just go check the Steelers defense.
But how many times did they do the touch push?
They're literally like top three.
How many times did they do the touch push?
I don't, bro. I didn't count. The fuck?
Dude, why are you so vexed, though? Like, what are you so mad about, bro?
Steelers are fourth in rushing yards. Means they're the fourth best defense in the league for rushing. We're talking about Saquon having a 65-yard game.
Bro, he was shut down. Is that not concerning to you?
No.
That's probably the first time all year, right?
Nah, I just know Detroit ain't doing the same shit.
I don't think Detroit's your only competition there, bro.
I know Vikings ain't doing the same shit.
I don't know about that. They actually have a good defense.
And it's healthy.
Green Bay. Watch out, bro. Yo, you think you guys are going to the Super Bowl that easy?
You just got to hope you get the bye, bro.
Not really. You just got to hope you have a home field.
You got to hope you get the bye, bro.
I ain't worried about it.
You need every day off you can get.
We have a pretty easy stretch down the end of the season, so.
So do the Lions.
Yo, you're that convinced you're going to the Super Bowl?
Bro, Devin was just dick riding the Lions saying they're going to win, bro. He was just doing that 2 weeks ago.
Bro,
what has changed so
I
much?
I don't have a team, bro. All
right.
Bro. I like the Lions. I like the Vikings.
You like whoever's winning, guy.
My team's a fucking out, bro. I'm going to say that the team that's winning
Blaze
is most
them,
likely going to win the
Blaze
Super Bowl.
Them.
I don't
bandwagon
want,
shit.
If you're going to say, I'm going to sit here and say, oh my God, I can't believe it. They won. I'm so happy. I don't give a fuck.
Bandwagon shit is what it is on.
I don't
and
care.
Now they're beatable. You just said they're beatable today, but the other day you were saying they're going to win at the Super Bowl. You emphatically said it.
They are still probably going to win. Just because they lost a game doesn't mean
brother,
all of a sudden.
I'm saying you changed the words that you were using. Not me. I'm saying you changed. You said the other day emphatically they were going to win the Super Bowl. Then today you said they are beatable. Before you were saying they weren't beatable, brother.
I'm still saying that they're going to win the
Super
Bowl.
Are they? Now you're just switching that back because you're going to stand on it now?
They're still, when I say beatable, like you're saying every team's beatable, bro. All
right, man. That's like literally a stupid argument, bro. I'm saying 2 weeks ago,
bro,
you were saying they were unbeatable.
Bro,
they were going to win the Super Bowl. Now you're saying they're
80% chance to win.
They could be
that 20% chance is still, that 20% means you're beatable.
I'm just saying you change your words, bro.
I'm saying that 20% means you're still beatable.
They lost one game and you change your words. That's all I'm
20%
saying.
Means you're still beatable, bro.
All right, man.
The season the Warriors went 73-9, they were still beatable, no?
Yeah, they lost.
Then
I'm just saying, last 2 weeks ago, you were saying they weren't beatable, buddy. That's all I'm saying.
But they started the season, when I said 2 weeks ago, they've already lost two games.
They lost one, by the way.
Oh, one.
But you were saying they weren't beatable. They were going to win the Super Bowl 100%. Nobody's stopping them. That's what
you said. I still think nobody's stopping them, bro.
Okay, bro.
And things, other circumstances pop up that change.
Okay, okay.
Injuries.
Just saying, man. You're glazing them. I'm just saying you were glazing them, bro.
I'm not glazing, bro. I have no fucking dog in this race.
You're picking one. You're picking the alleged at the time the best one.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's the best team in the league. I'm going to take them to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I understand your side. You're a fan.
I just don't know why it makes you so
minus
bad.
I know. I understand why you're so bad, bro.
Minus the Eagles. It's just weird the way you were glazing them. I'm not even mad. Yeah, that's like,
you get
mad.
Pretty, you get I'm pretty, mad, get
nah,
pretty
just,
mad about this, bro.
You guys are
worked
tripping.
Up and shit.
Nah, I ain't mad, bro.
But you want, you're getting mad. That's like, no matter
what. What do you want us to say, Jeff?
No matter what the Eagles are going to win?
No, bro. It's not about the Eagles. It's about you guys being...
Eagles will win the championship.
It's about you guys being wrong about the Lions. Wrong. Sure. I don't care about being right. It's about you being wrong.
I'll tell you after the Lions,
yeah.
Who my second favorite to win the Super Bowl? The Bills.
Okay.
And you know who comes after the Bills?
The Chiefs.
Minnesota Vikings. And then after the Minnesota Vikings is the Chiefs. And then after the Chiefs, maybe I'll say the Eagles. I'd have to I have to see what other two.
Don't put the Eagles in the top eight, bro. I don't want them up
I
there.
I did it. That was five.
I said don't put them in the top eight. Put them at the bottom. They're the worst team.
They're five.
They're the worst team.
They're five.
They're the worst team.
I think it goes five. Chiefs.
Ravens too. Sorry, six.
Put them at eight.
You're six.
Eight. Devin, put them at eight.
I think it goes Chiefs.
Ravens,
Bills.
Yeah.
Lions.
Vikings. Seattle.
I would probably put
Seattle.
I'd probably put Green Bay.
Yeah.
And then I'll put Eagles.
Too high, bro. Put them at eight.
Nah, the Lions just have a lot of injuries. I don't know how they're going to do it. But I wouldn't be surprised if they do it. I wouldn't be surprised.
Are these injuries also players that are out for the season?
But also,
other than Hutchinson?
The other thing that I don't know, because they lost today, right?
They say Hutchinson might be able to come back.
Here's the thing. They lost today, right? This is one thing you guys aren't taking into account. They lost today, but they lost against Josh Allen.
That's what
who's playing a fucking MVP year.
This guy threw 360, two push passing touchdowns. Two rushing touchdowns.
Like, bro, no one else on any fucking other team is going to put up those numbers.
Basically through 70%.
No one else. No one else. And they're not used to playing a person like Josh Allen. He's in the AFC. They don't play.
Bro, Jared Goff threw almost 500 yards. Yeah,
garbage time, bro.
500 yards.
Come on, bro, Devin. You're looking at inflated stats, bro.
Into garbage time
they're
stats? It's because they kicked the onside kick like fucking
bro.
Retards.
No.
They lost a one-score game, bro. There's no garbage time unless you're down like 20
points. Sonny, can you just tell him he's tripping, bro?
The
Bills are running away with the game and they're allowing them to score, man.
They were not, bro. Not the whole time.
The whole fourth quarter, bro. He had like 150 yards in the fourth quarter.
You don't think the Bills are tripping when they're only up 10 to start the fourth? And then they kick the onside kick and like, okay, now we got some breathing
space. Brother, you guys were watching the game. Did you see the coverage? They were allowing them, bro. They were giving them soft coverage, and they were doing the dink and dunks.
Come on.
We were watching different games?
Come on, bro. You saying Jared Goff isn't having a good season?
That's not what I said, bro. He's talking about the game today.
Okay.
I'm talking about the game today.
The game today.
500 yards because they're garbage time yards.
I'm saying 150 of those were garbage time yards.
Still a good game, bro.
All right.
What are you talking about, bro? 300 yards? 300 yards and competitively then.
Brother, he was talking about 500. 500 and 300 are two different fucking...
Not packages. Everybody could do that in garbage time, first of all.
Kirk did it.
What has Kirk done?
He shit. I'm just saying. I'm just saying shit
for that. Can we revisit that topic?
I'm just saying
shit. Can we revisit that take?
I'm just saying.
Atlanta Falcons.
I'm just saying shit quarterbacks.
Kirk Cousins better than Dak Prescott.
Shit quarterbacks can still get 500 yards is what I'm saying.
Is Kirk Cousins still better than Dak Prescott?
I don't know. The fuck? Dak Prescott?
No. Tell me. You think
Jared Goff's a shit quarterback?
I do think he's a shit quarterback, bro. I think he's a mid quarterback, bro.
He's playing better than your quarterback.
Objectively.
That's factual.
Bro's like, playing with an all-time...
Is he?
All-time offensive coordinator right now who's about to have a fucking very... Very easy head coaching job after the season.
The system he's in
is working very well for him. The Lions turned around when they got Ben Johnson.
Oh, my God. That's the only reason he's winning. Because the offensive coordinator.
Lose Ben Johnson, you see how he is next season, bro.
Come on, bro. But it was the same thing with the Rams, too, huh?
Now, do you remember what happened to Carson Wentz when they lost their offensive coordinator?
What do you mean? I thought he was a bum the whole time. You're the only one riding his lap.
He was an MVP.
You and Brandon were the only ones.
He was literally an MVP runner-up until he got hurt.
Oh!
Till Frank Reich left.
And now he's not even a starter?
I'm just saying. I'm saying offensive
coordinator. That was all offensive coordinator.
I'm saying that shit matters, bro.
So you're saying, but you're saying the only reason Jared Goff is good is because of Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I ain't saying. Yeah, I don't think he's good, bro. He's not good.
That's like, come on, bro. You got to give the guy some credit. He's good.
All right. Okay.
What, your offensive coordinator is that bad? Jalen Hurts is playing that bad? Is that why you guys? You had good coaches.
He's not even playing bad. He's not even playing
good. He's playing. Not playing better than Jared Goff. Not even close. With all them weapons.
How good
and
is
it's a pretty easy comparison, too. You got Saquon, you got Jahmyr Gibbs, and David Montgomery.
You're saying you take Saquon over Jahmyr
Gibbs.
Then
you got Amon Ra versus A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith versus Jameson Williams. Devontae Smith is better than Jameson Williams.
Okay, they have a better orchestrated offense.
Yeah, don't you have a better O-line, too? Didn't you say that, too?
Probably.
Okay, so is your offensive coordinator that shit? He can't get Jalen Hurts?
He's not that shit. We're playing good, bro. We're a 12-2 team, bro.
Just saying, bro. The quarterback himself.
Today he threw 290.
Is Jared Goff? So Jared Goff's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts, is what you guys saying.
He's playing better
He's playing way better.
Is he better though?
It's pretty close though.
Because Josh Allen's playing better than Patrick Mahomes, but Patrick Mahomes is better.
You're comparing a guy with rings, bro. And MVPs. Jalen Hurts has nothing.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts has nothing. They both went to the Super Bowl. So you can't even use that. They both got into the Super Bowl.
How did Jared Goff play in that Super Bowl? That shit doesn't matter, right? Because he played like fucking ass.
Hey, when you go up against Bill Belichick at that time, bro.
Yeah.
At that time, when we had the DPOY.
Yeah.
You ain't getting there.
Yeah.
You ain't getting there.
Mustered up 3 fucking points.
Hey. That was one of the best defenses of all time.
All right, man. Any bailout for your guys' arguments is always up to speed. The guy
okay, you're talking
up
about
3
the past,
points.
But we're talking about right now, though.
So Jalen
we're
Hurts,
talking about literally right now, so right rather, here, right now.
You'd rather have Jared Goff on your team than Jalen Hurts? You guys are
it's
saying
a tough
it.
One.
But you guys are saying it like Jared Goff's much better.
I think Eagles would be better if you had Jared Goff instead
no,
of Jalen
you're
Hurts.
Fucking lost your mind.
Yep.
It's retarded. Do you think so too, Sonny?
How about you come up with an argument against it instead of just saying it's retarded?
Jared Goff is good in that system. He is not good out of that system. That's as simple as that.
How do you prove that Jalen Hurts is good in any other system?
Jalen Hurts? I don't. Jalen Hurts has had a different coach every year, though. And he's
How
been,
has
and
he had a different coach every year, bro? You had Nick Sirianni
for so
long.
He's had a different offensive coordinator every year.
Bro, you're telling me that the Tush Bush still carried over, right?
It's one singular play.
And no other plays have carried over.
That's also one of his biggest inflated stats, his touchdowns.
Fuck his rushing touchdowns.
Bro, take away, this is what I know for a fact. Take away Jalen Hurts' tush push, bro. He is a mid quarterback.
Bottom 15.
That's not even up for debate, bro.
Nah, you guys.
If he did not have that OP play, he would be
I came
mid.
To understand you guys are just
Who's
haters.
Better, Jordan Love or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts.
Nah, that's not even close, bro.
Drake May or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts.
Justin Herbert or Jalen Hurts?
Justin Herbert.
At least you're not that retarded. It's mild. Spectrum.
What, bro?
What?
Kirk Cousins.
Jalen Hurts.
Dak Prescott.
Jalen Hurts.
Come on, bro. You don't even believe that, man.
I do.
The stats are not even close. They're not even close, bro.
Dallas struggles are like outside of how Dak Prescott, please.
I got a good one. Baker Mayfield or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts, man.
Baker Mayfield. That one's close, bro.
Crazy.
That one's close, bro.
Jalen Hurts, man.
I got to start giving Baker some credit, bro.
A.J. Brown would be in a fucking dream if he had Baker Mayfield, bro.
That's all he does. Throw it. But why does this get you so pressed, though,
I'm
man?
Not, I'm,
like,
not, I'm not mad. I just realized you guys are
If
haters.
Your fucking receiver's coming on saying, what's the problem? Passing?
They had to literally force the guy
passing
to pass the ball, bro.
Passing means quarterback.
That's just what they're calling it. The
passing
force
means
him.
Quarterback.
That was just on the plays, man. They ran plays for A.J. Brown today. We got him the ball.
They had to force it, bro.
No, he just had to vocalize it. He didn't have to
Yeah,
do that
bro.
The press.
Like,
he didn't have to do that in front of media, but like he just had to vocalize it. Sometimes.
So you stand by that?
I stand by what?
Stand by what A.J. Brown did?
I don't stand by him doing it in the media. It's like I said last week. I stand by him vocalizing and being assertive, but I don't stand by him doing it in the media.
But don't you think that's a little alarming? that these guys that he had to vocalize it to use their best receiver?
Nah, he just should have been mature about it and done it behind.
No, but don't you think that's alarming that he had to do that in order for you guys to pass?
He didn't have to do that. He could have handled it a different way.
I mean, that's the only way we've seen results.
That's what you think. That's what you know.
They started passing as soon as he said that.
Do we know if he's asked behind closed doors?
No, but like, but it didn't work.
Do you know if he has though?
But it didn't work though.
No, but how do you know that he did that though?
Before he said even if he did or didn't, it didn't work. Even if he did, isn't that's more alarming, isn't it?
If he didn't, it's more alarming. Because that's a testament to A.J. Brown. Like, why would you do that?
They're both alarming.
Sure.
Are they not? Okay. Are they not?
Either way, he got the results. Doesn't matter.
I don't know, bro. I don't know how you're defending that. Something did not go right for that to happen. That situation to happen.
Yeah, bro. He's an idiot. He shouldn't have said that in media. That's as simple as that.
Then I don't feel like he had to go through the media for you guys to pass the ball.
Brother, I'm agreeing with that sentiment. I'm literally
saying...
That's
the whole point. The fuck you mean?
What's the point, though? Like, you're acting like this is something that I'm being argumentative about. I'm just saying that he should have handled it in a mature way. I agree that he should be assertive and say that he wants the ball, but he should have handled it in a more mature way. That's all.
Yeah, but like, the fact that he had to do that in the first place...
He didn't have to do that. You keep saying having to do that. He didn't have to do that.
The reason why I say he had to do it...
Do you think he went straight to the media, or do you think he has a complaint for weeks... Straight to the fucking... And he's like, you know what? This is not getting through to them. I have to go to the media.
That's just an idiot. Either way, if that was the situation, that's still the wrong way to do it.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not just all on A.J. Brown. I feel like this... Like, why did it have to come to this for you guys to focus on passing the ball? Man. Is what I'm saying. What? What, bro? Why did this get you all hurt?
I'm not hurt, bro. I just repeat the same thing to you guys week after week, bro. This shit gets tiring.
Steelers, what I'm going to tell these guys.
You guys are just fucking twisted. That's all.
Bro, you keep bringing up the Eagles topics, bro.
I didn't bring up any Eagles.
You did not bring up this Eagles topic
you're talking about? How did I bring it up?
So y'all were saying, Detroit's not the Lions.
How did I bring up the Eagles, though? I'm telling you guys are
fucking... The only reason you're saying that is because you think the Eagles will beat them, bro.
I didn't even say those words, bro. I'm just saying you guys dick suck the Lions. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say anything about the Eagles. I'm just saying you dick suck the Lions.
Pause, bro. Ain't nobody doing that.
That's all I'm saying. How does this have anything to do
with... What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Dick sucking the Eagles, bro.
How, bro? I'm not even saying anything about the Eagles.
You're not even being at least objective.
Brother, I'm not saying anything about the Eagles. I was literally talking about the Lions.
Bro, come on.
But I'm talking about the Lions because of the Eagles.
Did you not bring up the Eagles right after that?
No, I didn't.
Come on. You know you're gonna have to do some editing here, Sonny, and just show the start.
What did I say about the Eagles? What did I say about the Eagles then?
That they will beat the Detroit Lions, bro. You have said that.
Did I say that today?
He talked about glazing the Lions, and I said Lions are still the favorite to win the Super Bowl. He's like, the fucking Eagles are.
I didn't say the Eagles are the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
You said you think the Eagles are going to win, are in a better...
You asked the question, bro. All
right, bro. I think we should just see, though. I know Eagles is a touchy subject for you.
No, bro. Ask the question.
We should just stay off.
See, there's nobody objective when Brandon's not here. You guys just...
Brandon's objective.
More objective than you guys.
Brother. He hates the Lions because they're in the same division. How is he objective?
No, he's always hating Jared Goff because he's shit.
So he hates Jared Goff and he hates the Lions. How is that an objective viewpoint?
He's more objective than you guys. You guys are just...
I don't care, but I've never liked the Lions, bro. No, I have never liked the Lions.
You've loved them recently.
Bro, what are you talking about?
So what makes
you say I like the Lions? Even when you were riding Dan Campbell, I was the one who said he wasn't... I'm the one who said he wasn't that good.
You can't say another team is good. That's what pisses him off.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Brother, you weren't just saying they were good, brother. I say the Lions are good. But you were taking that shit to another level.
How is saying they're going to win the Super Bowl another level?
Yeah.
That's not crazy. That's not a crazy thing to say.
When I tell them that...
Am I the only one smoking this dope? Nobody else is saying that?
When I say that they're beatable and you emphatically say there's no one who will beat them in the league and they are going to win the Super Bowl, yeah, bro.
That's not glazing, bro. Because you think the same thing about the Eagles, do you not?
Bro, Eagles can lose, bro.
And their offense was putting up like 50-point games, just shutting down defenses at the same time. The only thing that's changed since the same was just injuries.
Brother, I just think you were bandwagoning.
I don't want them to win. I'm not going to get enjoyment out of them winning the Super Bowl.
Bro, what are you... That's crazy, bro.
Like, this guy...
Because he said that doesn't mean he's a bad...
Bro, the guy just said today that I have no horse in this race, so I'm going to pick one. That's called bandwagoning.
So I'm not allowed to choose a team to win?
No, you choose a team you want to win. You want the Lions to win.
Oh, this guy is on crack, bro.
You don't want the Lions to win?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't want them to win.
I think if anything, he wants Vikings.
Yeah, if anything, I want Vikings. Okay. Want Jay Jettis to get a ring.
He's a good guy to get a ring.
Yes. Or Baker. That'd be fucking
Yo,
fun
bro,
to watch too.
I'm telling you, dog. This shit gets you way in your feelings, man. Like, you gotta relax.
I'm not upset, bro.
You gotta relax.
You guys know me upset. I'm not actually angry.
Bro, there's definitely an energy shift in you right now.
Brother, you guys know when I'm angry.
You're like drained.
Drained?
Yeah, you're like drained. Nah, your energy is drained.
It's here.
Nah. As soon as we give the Eagles any criticism, man, y'all just hate him, bro.
The way you guys cap and guard each other's back is crazy. Just hate arguing.
I just hate arguing
with you guys every week because you guys.
Why are you arguing with us?
I'm not arguing with you. Y'all are arguing with me.
You know you could easily
We're not arguing with you, bro.
All right, you guys have that opinion. I think Eagles are going to win. Dead. Why?
Yeah, you brought
why?
Y'all thought Detroit's unbeatable, right?
Brother, I'm just saying, y'all thought Detroit was unbeatable. This has nothing to do with the Eagles, though.
Bro, what did I tell you?
Eagles could be 0-14, bro.
What did I tell you, bro? I was like, yo, we said any team is beatable.
All right.
But if we're talking about who's going to win, bro, you got to give Lions credit. That week. And you said why. And we said they have a super offense.
All right, maybe you guys just didn't see the holes I saw. That's all. It's cool. We can disagree.
You didn't watch the whole thing, bro. You saw a clip I sent you. You didn't watch the whole thing, bro.
I remember the podcast. I was there.
Oh, we were there too, bro.
You know, sometimes you don't remember shit properly. And sometimes I don't remember shit properly. And that's just how it goes.
Watch the timestamp.
You're saying that... So both of us said... The Lions are unbeatable. They're going to win this
one. No. Sonny didn't say that. You said that.
You said you guys, bro. Yeah. You started us off by saying you guys, first of all. And then you're asking, why are you defending him? You're bringing it to both of us.
No. I was mostly saying it was Devin who was saying that.
Come on, bro.
But that's the truth, though. It was Devin.
What did you say, though? You said y'all.
Maybe I did still.
Okay, then.
Maybe I did. If you wanted I won't to say, maybe you, I did. Maybe, you I, made say, maybe just, I made a mistake. Maybe I made a mistake because I'm a human.
No, only you could be human, though. No one else could be human.
You guys aren't human, bro. Y'all don't act human.
You know what happens with this?
You guys are gods, bro.
In your story, bro?
What?
Jay-Z. That's what happens when there's inconsistencies, bro.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, not guilty. That's what happens.
Oh, man, I wish I understood this, man. I'm so fucking confused right now, man. I don't understand what you mean by that, bro. What you mean by that?
The girl that was accusing her. Is like changing up her story.
Oh yeah. Discredited. Yeah. But yo, that's the truth though, Devin. That was what I said was the truth though.
What's the truth?
The truth is that he said that they're unbeatable and they're gonna win the Super Bowl.
I honestly, what you're doing right now, I swear, if Lions win the Super Bowl, I will celebrate now. I will fucking celebrate, and I will fucking be. Oh, you know what? I am. Jeff said I'm a bandwagon. So guess what?
No, for you, bro. For your sake, I hope they win.
What? You hope they win?
For his sake.
Why do you care about his sake?
But that's between...
Don't you want the Eagles to win?
It's between me and my brother. Don't you worry, Sonny, bro. It's between me and my brother, Devin. Is that cool?
I ain't got to worry, bro.
I ain't got to
worry. We big on pull that motherfucker. I ain't got to worry about anything. They going to go to the Super Bowl and lose. To the Ravens. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Green Bay's a little concerning seeing the way Josh Jacobs running the ball right now.
They're good, bro.
He's been shut down since the first quarter.
They made them just. Word. need some adjustments.
Oh, huh? I need Zach Charbonnet any touchdowns, some yards. It'd be nice.
Is that all you need?
And Packers to win.
Bro, y'all know I wasn't actually mad. No, y'all know I was fake mad, right?
All I need is the yards.
How many?
20 yards.
Fuck, my eyes are getting bad here.
20 yards from Zach, and then Packers money line.
All I know is we got to be careful around this guy with the Eagles, especially now, bro. This is your glory. It's your glory walk.
You guys are fucking tweaking here.
This is what you're most hyped. Right before the playoffs, you know, doing all good and shit.
You were just talking shit about the Eagles last week, saying, yeah, there is a problem.
They fixed it. they fixed it.
Because they got AJ the ball.
They fixed it. It looked good today.
Look, bro, if y'all play like that every game, you are not winning the Super Bowl.
What did the Eagles do wrong
today? It was a sloppy win.
Bro, they need Saquon involved.
But, like, what did they do wrong, though? Like, actually, like, I'm actually objectively asking because you know
here's
what?
The problem.
Yo, I didn't watch the second half of the game. That's why I'm saying this. I didn't see it. It happened. I was doing shit, so I don't know what happened.
You don't even need to watch it. You can just look at what happened. Saquon, you guys never have a game where Saquon and Jalen go off.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You can't win like that.
Why?
You won't win like that.
Why?
What do you mean?
But like, why won't we win like that? Like, why?
Saquon's your best player, but if he's the only one getting touches like that and scoring, bruh, eventually they're gonna get shut down in the crucial moments.
So it's either you have a big pass game or
it has to be consistent, a balance. That's the word right there. It's never been balanced yet. Until you guys find when you find the balance, then you win. Then you win.
Okay, so that's. Is there anything else? Was there defense shit? Was there anything else?
You coach is shit, but I don't think you change that.
Has he been coaching shit?
No, the AJ Brown shit was pretty stupid. Him fighting the defensive line on the
game when you watched it should have been a blowout.
Yeah, really? Actually, it should have been
for the Steelers or for the Eagles?
For the Eagles.
For the Eagles, bro. Oh. Y'all had their number.
I mean, but we did have two fumbles in the first half, first quarter.
That's sloppy.
Yeah, I mean,
AJ Brown also fumbled at the end.
I mean, that shit happens, though.
Sloppy. Yeah. I feel like your coach fighting your defensive quick.
I don't know why you keep bringing that up,
bro. Why are you fighting?
Yo, he probably told him some racist shit or something. I don't know.
Nah, the defense.
You're defending your racist shit.
He was snapping.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Sirianni was snapping.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying the black guy might have told the white guy you're a cracker or some shit. You know what I mean? You never know what
cool you're all just cool with that.
Right?
You're just cool with that. That's just good to have
next week. If AJ doesn't get the ball, he's gonna go back to crying, saying,
"No, he got his fix. He'll be good. He just wanted a K this year. That's all he wanted. He wanted a K. His Instagram handle is 1K always open. So as long as he gets a K, he'll be happy.
How many yards does he have?
He's at 950 now. So like,
I hope he doesn't get that,
bruh. Let's go to the games, man.
What we got? Thursday, Broncos versus the Chargers.
Chargers at home?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I guess Chargers.
Broncos got it going second half.
I think the Chargers have to bounce back there.
Broncos.
It's not a bad pick.
You going to the next game, dude, ever?
Oh, I thought someone was going to answer.
I said Chargers.
Oh, okay. Texans versus Chiefs, Saturday game. After the game.
Texans.
Jeez. Whoa. Who's at home?
Chiefs.
I think.
Wow.
The bro has a high ankle sprain. I think he might even sit out.
Texans win.
That's the only reason I'm taking Texans.
Okay. Mahomes plays.
I'm talking about a healthy.
What if Mahomes plays?
I doubt he plays.
That's why I'm saying that.
A risk for them to play him after that.
They need it, though. They need the number one seed, though.
Yeah.
But aren't they 12-1?
Yeah.
Isn't Buffalo like 13?
Buffalo's creeping. Buffalo's 11-3, bro.
Okay, so it's two.
Well,
games.
Well, no, now they'll be
it's two games.
So yeah, two games.
So who do they have left?
And they beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, so they have to have a better record.
Chiefs play Steelers
after they Texans, play Texans.
Yeah, and then they play
Broncos.
They pretty need tough. These that's wins, that's so. A pretty tough close to the season, yo.
They like if they win.
Yeah, Mahomes.
I know they want to sit out that last game too.
Mahomes might play still. Yeah, he might play. If Mahomes plays, I'm going Chiefs. If he plays.
I think I'm going Texans regardless.
Texans did look better.
I'm going Texans regardless.
But I'm going Chiefs.
Oh, Miami been kind of suspect here.
Steelers versus Ravens.
CJ Stroud looked good, bro.
What? Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be cold in KC.
Steelers versus Ravens.
Who's at home?
Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah, I think finally I think Ravens.
Finally get their get back.
Ravens.
See how Lamar played, though?
Yeah.
He's good, bro.
Starved Derrick Henry.
Malnourished.
And then Sunday games, Browns versus Bengals.
Bengals are going to win every... I think they're going to win every game to close season.
Are they bounced or they have a
chance?
No,
they have a chance.
Oh, yeah, they do have a chance.
Slim, bro.
It's slim, though. Like, I think Broncos have to lose and...
Broncos and Chargers have to lose.
And who's the other... Isn't there another team?
Broncos won today.
They need one of them.
And Ravens or Ravens. They need all three of those.
Nah, Ravens, they're too high now.
No, they just need Chargers to follow. Yeah. They just need Chargers.
That's all they need?
Broncos are pretty much...
But is Chargers going to lose all their remaining games?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
They're going to win one.
They can win one. Bengals just have to win two.
What's Chargers' record right now, brother?
8-6. Bengals are 6-8.
Oh, so they have to win three and Bengals
have Bengals and Chargers played yet?
Bengals won, no? Oh, no. It wasn't the Chargers one. They played, though.
Chargers won.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they can't.
So they need Chargers to lose out.
Yeah.
Yeah, mathematically.
Then who does Chargers have? They have Broncos, Patriots, Raiders. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They're not making the playoffs.
Broncos would lose out too. And so yeah. Then Giants versus Falcons. Falcons. Regardless,
bro. Falcons, yeah. It can't be stupid on that one.
Patriots, Bills. Bills.
Yeah. We tank it for Travis, bro.
Lions, Bears. Lions.
Lions.
Yeah. Lions.
Titans, Colts.
Yeah. Colts, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Titans.
Titans. Titans
play
good.
Which makes less mistakes. Man. Probably about the Colts there still.
I go Titans. Tighten up. They play pretty good.
But the Colts are in the playoff picture. That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah. Like they have some. They just lost, bro.
I know, but they have some.
They had a good lead and they lost. I don't trust that team.
They have more incentive.
You just like their coach, man. Be real.
What coach?
Their coach.
Who's their coach?
He's a New Year OC.
Nah, bro. Previous OC. He's gone, bro. He's left there. He went to Carolina and he's got fired there too. So I don't even know who their coach
Wash.
Is. I think. Oh, it's Jonathan Gannon, no?
I don't know. I thought it was your guy. So what's the next game?
Cardinals, Panthers.
Cardinals, I guess.
Where's
Eagles,
the game?
Commanders.
Where's the game, Cardinals, Panthers?
In Carolina.
I'm going to go Panthers.
Eagles, Commanders? Who's at home?
Commanders. Panthers. Eagles.
Y'all struggle there, right?
I don't know, though, man. I saw them today. They almost let New Orleans win, bro.
But y'all struggled there, right? In Washington?
Garbage time, as you say, Jeff.
I know, but they only won 2019, though. At least that was an actual close finish.
Bro, Lions, that was a close finish, bro. It was one touchdown.
Yeah, but like it was two touchdowns to under a minute.
Okay.
Whatever.
Team Commanders.
Eagles.
Don't you guys always lose to the Commanders at home?
Nah. We swept them last year.
So you guys don't have problems with them?
We do. But we swept them last year. In a pretty down season.
Is that their only tough competition for the year?
Yeah. The Giants and Cowboys.
Yeah, I think you guys lose that one. And then win out the rest.
Yep.
Should be fine. You can afford to lose, bro. It's not like...
Nah, man. We're trying to get the one seed, bro. Detroit probably won't lose another game.
They got Vikings, Bears. They could lose to the Vikings.
Yeah.
That's a tough game, so.
And
that game's gonna be not that game's gonna be in Detroit now, that second one? Yeah, it will be.
Rams, Jets.
Rams.
Rams.
Ah.
It's in New York.
Yeah, I'm going Rams, man. Rams are just gonna keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Jets. J-E-T-S.
Bro just loved what he saw from Devontae Adams today, bro.
Good off, bro. They put it together. If Sauce Gardner could fucking actually play with some sauce.
And you got a pick to close the game, no?
That was a gimme, bro.
I didn't see it.
Vikings, Seahawks. Vikings.
Vikings.
Jaguars, Raiders.
Oh. Yeah, Vikings. Yeah, Vikings.
Jags and the Raiders. Barn burner.
Fucking just a Jags.
Yeah, Jags. The Raiders are tanking.
Jags were ass today, but like
Niners, yeah. Dolphins.
That's a tough one.
Smidge spread, 2.5 points.
Where is it? In Miami, then?
Miami.
Dolphins.
Fuck.
Yeah, Miami.
Tua struggled the last time.
Bucks versus Cowboys.
Bucks.
Bucks. And then Saints versus Packers. Packers.
Packers. That's the last game of the week?
Yep. That's a lot of games, bro.
Yeah, I think all the bye weeks are done.
Yeah, my ticket's going to lose.
That.
Sharpie?
All right, let's close it now.
Blow up.
All right.
Yo.
Anyways, man, catch y'all next week.
Try not to be so critical of the Eagles next week.
Yo.
Next week, maybe Brandon will be back. Got some firepower over here.
All right, peace.
Peace.